Gary, clean sheet, a point. How do you feel?
Well, we weren't at our fluid best, shall we say, with the ball. But when you come away from home and you keep a clean sheet, like you say, you've got to be pleased.
And you nearly pitched at the end, hitting on the side of the bar, and another good chance as well for Solomon Osibor.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks on the trot that Sean Longstaff's done exactly the same from exactly the same position. He's disappointed in there, but we were a little bit dangerous on the counter towards the end of the game, but from our point of view, we didn't show what we're about today.
How indebted were you to your goalkeeper today?
Yeah, I think ever since he's been with us, he's looked very assured. He's not had a great deal to do in some of the games, but today, he's made two or three very good saves, and that's the role of the goalkeeper.
And the way he commanded his area, I think there's just that little blip at the end where he dropped the ball, but apart from that, he's coming for crosses. He looks confident.
No, listen, ever since we tried to get him in June, July, to be with us for the whole season. I rate him very highly, and I think he can go a long, long way in the game, and he's proved that today.
Yeah, a lot of thrust from midfield. Thought Jay Spearing played well, and of course Solomon Osibor's got great pace. How pleased were you with his performance?
Well, a little bit disappointed he didn't score, and the second half, it's a fantastic ball in from Ollie Turton, and he's got in on the back of it, and he's got to be converting those into goals to really push himself on in his career now. He's not scored enough, but at least today, he's getting in there, so he's making progress, but he's got to be converting them for us.
He certainly offers you something different, doesn't he?
Oh, listen, when he's got the ball, he's a fantastic threat for us, and he gets you up the pitch. He can be frustrating at times in terms of end products, but the progression that he's made from when he first came in to where he is now has been fantastic for us, and for Birmingham City and himself, obviously.
Yeah, and how do you see the situation now? Have you had a look at the league table? You've moved up a point as
no,
well?
No, I've not had time. What did you say we've done?
Well, you're 7 points clear now of trouble with, eight to play. How do you see that?
Exactly how you just said it.
Okay, well, how do you
I know I wear glasses and there's a problem with my sight at times, but I don't see how I can see that somewhat different. But,
I mean, do you feel in any danger at all with that?
Oh, are you happy? Until you're mathematically safe, until there's 4 hours next to teams and hopefully that it's not ours, then you have to keep pushing.
Yeah, and Doncaster at home next. How do you see that one?
That'd be a tough game again because they're a good team, and they're a little bit like ourselves in the fact that they've drawn a number of games, but we know what type of game it'll be. It'll be, again, two footballing teams trying to play the right way, hopefully, and we've got to be better with the ball than what we were today.
And just finally from me, you brought in Sean Longstaff, so you put him on the bench.
Yeah.
You brought Delfonso back. What was the thinking behind that?
We just felt that, Sean had had it had a little breather, and then he came out of it and was better for the break, and we just felt that at that time, this time it was right. And also the pace of Delph, we hoped would trouble MK today, and that was the plan. But you just see the response from Sean. He was terrific when he came on and nearly won us the game.